I am really, really pleased with you, saith the Spirit of grace, and the way that you've handled yourself the last couple of services in your Father's house. For most in these days, grieve my spirit, saith the Lord. When my spirit is quenched, then my spirit is grieved. But understand this, that his grieving is not on the basis of how man understands offense. For he grieves for the one that has shut him out. He grieves for the loss that they'll suffer in their life as a result of not inviting him in and allowing him to do the work that he desires to do on their behalf. For them, it's always for them. So much of my church is grieving my spirit. It's grieving my spirit because they quench any inroad that he would have to come and change and maneuver their life into levels of peace, deliverance, and healings for their bodies. Know this, these saturating times that you've enjoyed, many more are available and will come. Stay in a posture in your spirit, a disposition in your soul that invites me and waits on me and is willing to go in. Do not dictate it. Do not come saying, we'll make this service like the last. Just be open, saith the Spirit of grace. When the word comes and the word is being preached line upon line and my mind is brought with instruction, that is as valuable to me as the times when my spirit refreshes your soul. You feel it in a different way because it comes with a refreshing and a cleansing and a saturation. And I'm pleased, utterly pleased. And that provides something for you that nothing else can. But so is that truth in every other aspect of the walk of the Spirit and the walk of power as I bring forth my word and bring forth the reality of my truth in your life. Do not, as I said, try to dictate and say this is the way we'll have it. But follow me. For I'll come every season. I'll come. Be open, saith the Spirit of grace. Provide the opportunity and quench not the Spirit and despise not prophesying, but allow my Spirit to come on every turn. You'll grow and mature and you'll have the wherewithal, the bread. You'll have the bread to give to the nations, saith the Spirit of grace. I am well pleased, saith the Spirit of grace and your Father.